Welcome back to WCRB in Concert with the celebrity series of Boston and Voces 8, the a cappella ensemble from England. I'm Laura Carlo. We're celebrating New Year's Eve with Voces 8's concert from Pickman Hall at the Longy School of Music, presented by Celebrity Series of Boston. There are some amazing concerts coming up on the series in 2018, including one on February 21st that has Emmanuel Ax, Leonidas Kavakos, and Yo-Yo Ma playing Brahms, and another one on April 13th with Broadway superstar Audra McDonald. You can learn more about the Celebrity Series by starting at the In Concert page of classicalwcrb.org. In addition to singing, recording, and touring, Voces 8 is on a mission for musical education. They are one of the few choral groups in the world that have started their own music education center. They provide masterclasses, workshops, recording facilities, teacher training, an annual composition competition, and they work with the foundation in London that has provided over £1 million to music education in the UK alone. Here again is Voces 8 to begin the second half of the concert with David Blackwell's arrangement of the spiritual Steal Away.
Steal away.
Voces 8 with Steal Away. To introduce the next set, here's the group's one and only American singer, Blake Morgan.
Thanks, and welcome back. We now have two folk tunes for you, each from a different side of the Atlantic Ocean. There's the wonderful melody of O Shenandoah, which comes from our home in the United States of America. I'm really excited about this piece in particular. You may have caught a video of us doing this at Abbey Road Studios. I think it was this past fall, and I'm really excited about that because being in the same room with the piano that John Lennon and all those greats played, you know, we're in that same studio, Studio 2. Before that, we have a tune called O Wally Wally, which the rest of the group pronounces as O Whaley Whaley. I don't really get it. That one comes from the United Kingdom. Now, there's this debate about this piece. Some think it comes from Scotland. Others think it comes from England. As the one American member of the ensemble, I really could care less. They gave the speech to the wrong guy, I think. So we hope you enjoy these two folk tunes. Thanks.
Thank you.
Voces 8 with an arrangement by Thomas Hewitt Jones of Shenandoah. And before that, Guy Turner's arrangement of O Waley Waley. This is a group that shares the duties when it comes to making stage announcements. Here's soprano Andrea Haynes.
Thank you very much. We're going to sing for you now two modern folk songs, and they're the two arrangements that are the most special to the group. The first one is by the English singer-songwriter Kate Rusby, and that's called Underneath the Stars. And we're going to follow that with The Luckiest, which is written by Ben Folds, the American singer-songwriter.
Oh, before you go on free will. Underneath the stars you left me. I wonder if the stars regret me. I'm sure they'd like me if they only met me. They come and go of their own free.
And where
Voces 8 with The Luckiest by singer-songwriter Ben Folds. What a beautiful song. And before that, Underneath the Stars by folk artist Kate Busby. I'm Laura Carlo, and you're listening to WCRB In Concert, and a concert by the a cappella ensemble Voces 8, presented by the Celebrity Series of Boston. Here again is countertenor and artistic director of Voces 8, Barnaby Smith.
Emily mentioned that song is very special to us. We've been singing it for a long time now. And in fact, we've just recorded a music video, which we released yesterday for Valentine's Day. It features lots of beautiful shots of London and Blake looking moody and handsome. So do check it out. It's up on our Facebook page. It's up on YouTube. It's really worth a look. Now, time to move on to back to our swing tunes now. This is an old Fred and Ginger number, a classic. It's Cheek to Cheek. Now, this last theme has a sort of Valentine's feel to it for the set. And our next song is duetted famously by a very romantic couple, Justin Bieber and Carly Rae Jepsen. Playing those roles this evening, we have the beautiful Emily and the still handsome Blake. This is beautiful.
Been a while. I wonder where you are. could have known. Nothing in the world compares to the feelings that we share. It's so not fair. What makes you so beautiful is you don't know how beautiful you are to me. You're not trying to be perfect. Nobody's perfect but you are to me. It's how you take my breath away. Feel the words that I don't say. I wish somehow I could say them now.
Beautiful by Canadian singer-songwriter Carly Rae Jepsen with Voces 8. And that was Jonathan Pacey introducing it. I think we're going to move back into some jazz now. Here again is soprano Emily Dickens.
On their behalf, thank you. Now, you've already heard, Voces 8 is lucky enough to spend much of the year travelling around the world giving concerts. But we're also doing a lot of education work along the way as well. Last year, we worked with nearly 30,000 students, young people and amateur singers, encouraging them to sing, yes, but also just to use their voices and be creative. I think we can all agree that music is one of the most important things and greatest joys we can share in the world right now. This is another one of our favourite swing tunes. Gives our tenors, very shy as they are, the chance to show off a bit more. This is Ain't That a Kick in the Head.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. As the Pharaoh once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
Do you think it's just the time to leave it? Do I love you? Thank you. We've come now to the last song in this evening's concert, and it's going to be It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing.
It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing, arranged for voices and sung by Voces 8 and introduced by Chris Wardle at Pickman Hall at the Longy School of Music of Bard College in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And what a great way to celebrate New Year's Eve, with sopranos Andrea Haynes and Emily Dickens, countertenors Chris Wardle and Barnaby Smith — Barnaby is also artistic director of Voces 8, tenors Blake Morgan and Sam Dressel, and basses Rob Clark and Jonathan Pacey. In a recent interview, Barnaby Smith said, "When someone sings to you, you get a sense that you connect with them on a very deep level, like they're sharing something very personal with you. You can really see deep into their soul. If you then consider that choral music uses multiple singers, and that these singers work together to create beautiful harmony as well, then I can't imagine ever enjoying anything else more." Well, it sounds like all the singers in Voces 8 feel that way. And here they are with an encore.
You can dance, you can jive, having the time of your life. Oh, you'll see that girl, oh, watch that scene, digging the dancing green.
Where do you make the right music? Give an answer.
Voces 8, answering the call for an encore at Pickman Hall at the Longy School of Music. Dancing Queen, a song from the 1970s by the Swedish supergroup ABBA. This was the Boston debut for Voces 8, and I'm sure they'll be back. You can learn more about Voces 8 when you visit the In Concert page at classicalwcrb.org. Our thanks to Voces 8 and to the staff of the Celebrity Series of Boston for making it possible for us to bring you this concert on New Year's Eve. Celebrity Series is presenting some fabulous concerts in the new year, and I hope you'll have a chance to hear one of them, whether it's cellist Yo-Yo Ma playing chamber music, or Broadway superstar Audra McDonald, or the Los Angeles Philharmonic, and there are many more to choose from. Learn more by starting at classicalwcrb.org. That's also where you can find the complete in-concert schedule, hear this broadcast on demand, and subscribe to our podcasts, The Answered Question and the Classical Performance Podcast. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org. This broadcast of Voces 8 is produced by Alan McClellan. Our audio producer is Antonio Oliart-Ross. I'm Laura Carlo. Thank you for joining us for In Concert from WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston.